Scientists around the world are racing to figure out a way to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Dozens of projects have been launched to deliver a vaccine as quickly as possible. NPR's Melissa Bloch spent the day with a virologist, one of those tasked with trying to unlock the virus's secrets.
Christopher Morris is no stranger to pathogens.
I've always liked the idea of hunting the thing that wants to hunt us.
So his work over the years has brought him up close to lots of dangerous viruses.
Eastern encephalitis.
Also West Nile.
Lots of work on dengue.
There was chikungunya and Zika.
Of course, I was in Sierra Leone for Ebola.
And now this new coronavirus, a microbe of mystery.
The speed with which this thing wrapped itself around the world has just been remarkable to behold. I mean, that was shocking for me to see how fast it went.
Morris is director of a brand new lab devoted to the research of highly infectious diseases. It's part of the George Washington University's School of Public Health in Washington, D.C. Coincidentally, his lab opened on March 24th, when COVID-19 cases were spreading quickly throughout the U.S. So Morris and his team scrapped the work they had originally planned. Now they devote all their time to figuring out this new virus. And that earns them the gratitude of their coworkers at GW.
We're winning, man. We're winning.
You better be. All right, take care.
Morris is in talks with biotech companies to help test the effectiveness of eventual vaccine candidates. His team is also working on diagnostic and antibody tests. The way he describes his research into the coronavirus, it sounds kind of like a chess match.
It's like, how do you figure out what it's going to do and your best move against it in real time? That's what an outbreak gives you.
He says he's looking for the virus to screw up, to show him something he needs to defeat it. And this pathogen has proved itself to be a wily adversary.
There's plenty of viruses that are far deadlier, but it's still a very dangerous virus, and it's wildly transmissible. Wildly transmissible. And so this thing's pretty darn good.
What's stunning to think about, Morris says, is that something so genetically simple has managed to bring the planet to its knees.
It's such a tiny piece of nucleic acid. It's infinitesimal compared to the size of the human genome. And yet it can just totally unravel us. Those are the things that really give me pause sometimes. Like, wow, how could this thing, with so few genes and so little room to move, figure us out so well? I don't know. I think that's worth respecting.
Morris typically works 14-hour days in the lab, fueled by a constant infusion of coffee.
It is just about 10 o'clock.
10 a.m. And how many cups?
It's probably three now, so.
Morris leads a team of six research associates and grad students.
Kareem, what's up, man?
Including Kareem Kabra. They're throwing everything they can think of at this virus.
It would be an elegant study if we could actually get like a spike protein so we can actually compare on two different plates.
I think it's a good idea.
Every day, Morris is reminded of the urgency of this fight against the virus.
We have to figure out, it doesn't care. It's just doing its thing. It's just replicating its RNA. But can we be smart enough to see what it's made of and what this is going to do to us before it just goes full bore and takes full advantage of every one of the people on Earth can get into? And it's up to us to figure it out. It's a puzzle.
Now, experts have predicted an outbreak like this one for years. What's surprising and really depressing, Morris says, is our response.
We see ourselves trying to confront this global threat in probably the most fragmented way ever. Every country for itself. And in this country, it's every state for itself, quite clearly. That's all very sad. It's very sad to see. You know, all of that does is it turns up the mayhem and death dial to maximum. And why every day I go into work and try and dial it back a bit. So.
As we plot our way forward, Morris says, it's crucial that we remember the lessons learned along the way.
We want to get back to normal. Absolutely. Everyone needs to go back to school, back to work, back to whatever the hell they did before this. But it can't be to the point of amnesia. You know, we have to still hold some of these scars close and say, let's not have this happen again.
Because if there's one thing we do know, Morris warns, it's that this won't be the last outbreak we're going to have to confront. Melissa Bloch, NPR News, Washington.